USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
And work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And, you know, he knows that there are searchlights all across the country, and there are kids just like he was.
Senator Reid was 82. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night, Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
The cruise ship industry is under the watchful eye of the CDC.
The CDC is actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. The affected cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The cruise ship industry staged a comeback in September and put several preventative measures in place to curb the spread of the virus. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
On Tuesday, the FAA confirmed in a preliminary report that there were two crew members and two passengers killed in a plane crash east of San Diego in El Cajon. The Learjet belonged to AeroMedevac and offers air ambulance and air transportation services for critical care patients. The National Transportation Safety Board said the small jet was on an instrument approach to runway 17 at Gillespie Field just before crashing a mile and a half from the runway. Rain may have played a factor. We're wishing you and your family all the best for 2022. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Representative Republican Michael Burgess on Newsmax says the current administration border policy is the worst that he's seen in 20 years. Illegal immigration and illegal drugs getting into our country are close to being the same issue.
Well, the end of both crises would be the same answer, and that would be security on our southern border to prevent the ingress of fentanyl and really to shut down what is the money tree for the coyotes, for the child traffickers, for the facilitators who bring people across the border. It is a phenomenal amount of money that they are paid to get someone across. And the consequence is that it just generates more and more business for them. And every time we say, yeah, we're not going to really enforce our law, they monetize that. It is broadcast far and wide, not just in Central America, but as we see now, other parts of the world as well. I will tell you that a lot of anxiety during the Trump administration about separations. Here's the bad news. Separations are still happening. They're happening under current law. If it is other than a mother and a father who arrives with a child, that child is placed in the custody of the United States government, the Office of Refugee Resettlement. It is current law that happens. Now, are we going to come back and pay reparations to all of those people as the Biden administration has suggested? I can't believe that would happen, but I can't believe that the problem is as bad as it is.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.